Welcome to the Whiskey and Wisdom Podcast, coming to you from the Cargo District Recording Studios in Wilmington, North Carolina, where we discuss the most fascinating topics of life. I'm Tyler Yaw with my co-host, Chris Kelly, and each week we interview a special guest to learn how they acquired their wisdom over a glass of whiskey. So sit back, pour yourself a glass, and enjoy Whiskey and Wisdom.
Welcome back, everybody. This amazing week is brought to you by... I'm just kidding. This
no
week,
sponsors, yeah.
It's your boy Chris and my constant co-host, Tyler Yaw. Mm-hmm. And this week, we finally convinced Jenna Curryway, not to be confused with any relative of Steph Curry, to come on here. Most of y'all know her from Port City Young for Professionals, mm-hmm. or PCYP. But apparently she's got a couple other things up her tank top sleeves.
Yeah. I'm shedding a layer. I'm 34 plus 1 day weeks pregnant.
So gosh. Well, coming up soon then.
Yes.
We figured it only made sense to bring you on too because we've been going slowly through every single member of PCYP. So
I was like,
why are we waiting so long to bring Jenna on?
I like it. You know, you've heard, got a little pieces from all of them and then maybe get the rest of the story from me.
Yeah, love it. Definitely.
So obviously we are still in the midst of 75 hard. Mm-hmm. So there's no alcohol. Also, Jenna's, like she said,
34 weeks pregnant. So
just a little
I'm abstaining. Yeah.
But she's chilling on some Port City Java.
Yeah. Caffeine and conversations today then.
Yes, exactly. And still keeping it local.
Yes, definitely. If you guys don't know Port City Java, definitely one of the mainstays of coffee. If you don't want to drink Starbucks and support a big group, Port City Java is definitely good. Or mm-hmm. Drift or Blue Cup, you know.
All the local places.
I say stay away from the big green.
I get around to all the coffee shops.
Yep,
this one same. Was on the way and I was running a little bit behind. But Yes, love hitting up the local shops around here.
So to get us started, as per usual, Tyler knows a lot about the people we bring on and I know zero. So could you tell us a little about yourself?
Sure. So I've been in Wilmington since 2004. Came here for college from Boone area. So spent my first half of my life in the mountains and then came to the beach and stuck around. I actually played golf at UNCW my freshman year.
Oh, no way.
And then I quit. But it was fun. It was great. And then when I graduated, it was 2008. Tough time to find a job, especially one that paid the bills, so stayed on with my internship, did marketing, PR, and events here locally, got really plugged in with volunteerism, nonprofits, philanthropy. We did a lot of political fundraisers, nonprofit fundraising with the company that I was with. And so, you know, starting at 21, 22, I was very infiltrated in the who's who of Wilmington and what was going on. But I realized, I was like, wow, I'm dramatically younger than all these people that are doing big things. And I was grateful to be in that position. But I also, it was lonely because so many of my friends had to move away to bigger cities for jobs or they moved home. So few people were able to stay that weren't still in the service industry. And I know as a town, we've addressed a lot of that, but it's still kind of a stigma that we have here is, you know, it's hard for a lot of these graduates to stick around and have well-paying jobs. So early in that career, I started the Young Professional Group because the one didn't exist. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what do I wish existed for me now as a 20, I guess I was 23 at the time. So that was 2009. And I didn't have a network. I didn't have young friends. So I talked to other people who were a little bit older, who had friends. And I said, if I put together this thing, will you guys show up?
Yeah.
My people. So that's kind of how the group started and expanded. So I've been here running that group since 2009. It's evolved a lot over the years. In 2012, I left the company I was with, partnered with another agency, later went on to start my own agency, Remedy Digital Agency. So do everything on the digital side, mostly paid advertising through Facebook, Instagram, Google, LinkedIn. And I don't have very many local clients right now, but I've worked with a lot of clients over the years. We've done a lot of websites, branding, things like that. And then, let's see, got married this year.
Yeah, congratulations.
I am 34 weeks along with the first child I'm carrying, but I have two bonus children from my husband. They're 8 and 6. And launched a project back in April with Judy Budd, who is also very well known in town as a networker, connector. Mm-hmm. She was with the Greater Wilmington Business Journal for, I don't know, I think a decade. Mm-hmm. And this was kind of her brainchild that she wanted to partner with me on. So we created the Connect Community Involvement Directory, connectkatefear.com, which is a directory of all local nonprofits, volunteer opportunities, events. We blog about the community service projects and community involvement opportunities created by businesses and try to highlight that area of their business. And so that's been really fun and kind of ties in really well with Portsea Young Professionals. Right. We can point people there who are looking to get involved beyond, you know, coming to a networking social, which is mostly what our events are about.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's kind of like a broad all over the place.
I mean, it's funny because it's always back and forth. Either we get, if I ask, tell us about you, they either give us the full story or they're like, oh, well, what does Max call it? The Uber ride pitch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, I'm a YouTuber. Or I own a business or something.
Oh, yeah. No, if it's the Uber ride, I do marketing.
Right.
Yeah.
Period. Keep it simple. Yeah. All right. Don't talk to me anymore. All right. Just give me where I need to go.
I'm going to have to steal that question.
That is a good one.
It's like, what's your elevator pitch? Everyone has something different. So I was just curious because I've heard a lot about you. As we mentioned before, we've had quite a few people who are in PCYP come on the show or the podcast, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know how you go for it. And they've always mentioned you. I had no idea who you were because I actually live in a really little bubble of go to working, even though Tyler's tried to convince me to come out and join for multiple years, actually.
Yeah, gotta get out in the world.
Well, it's on now. You are.
Yep.
Yep. Good luck of missing out.
Well, tell us about how PCYP, you kind of told us about how it started, but kind of tell us how it has grown into what it is now.
Sure. So, yeah, starting it was just I selfishly wanted to meet people and have a place where I'm like, I know there's other young people who are wanting to get involved, wanting to do things. And how do I make them come to me versus me have to go to them? And honestly, I mean, as a marketer, that's like my whole life now, right? It's like everything is about being a magnet, attracting people to what I'm doing or what I'm creating or what I'm putting out there for my clients. And so I didn't really realize that at the time, but that's kind of how it started. And then our very first event was April 2009 at Surf's Bar and Grill. They're not around anymore, but I think we had like maybe 16 people. And that was kind of like our first committee, if you would call it that. And it's like, hey, next month it's going to be here. Everybody bring someone. And then after about, I don't know, maybe 3 years of doing that, and a gal, Sasha Reddick, she's Sasha Cameron now. She is really who helped me start everything. And, you know, after a few years, she was really busy in other projects and took a step back. But I was at almost every event. But if I wasn't, she was there. And then we just started getting more and more people. So like started spreading. And I didn't have any help other than I'd have, some friends. I was like, hey, can you help me at registration? Help me set up. But it was literally just a time expense for me. I would send some emails. I would pay for name tags and Sharpies. The business would donate the space and give us some appetizers, and then they'd make money at the bar. Like it was win-win, everybody. But then we started getting bigger and I'd be like, I knew so many people would pull on me to talk to me and I want to talk to everyone, but I'm like running it. And so it got to be a lot more stressful. So I started getting more people to help me and say, hey, I'm going to, I want you to be able to leverage this group and have the exposure and opportunities that it's given to me.
Right.
So then other people started benefiting the same way I did. Cause I just became very recognizable in town. Mm-hmm. Like you didn't know about me, but you heard about me. Right. And that happened. There's a lot of awards in town. I haven't run them for my agency, which is actually a very successful agency helping businesses, but no, most people don't even know I have an agency.
Yeah.
They know me from PCYP. But really what started was, so Cape Fear Sports was around and they were buddies of mine and they love PCYP and they're like, we want to sponsor an event. And I'm like, I know what that means.
Yep.
Because I've done that. But it was like this integrity issue with me where I'm like, I want to make sure that if we're exchanging money, that I'm turning that into more money for you. That you're getting a return, that you see the value. And I think it was like $200. I mean, I was still like, it didn't feel right charging for it because I just loved it so much. It was so fun. It was always a labor of love. And I got so much reward out of it, whether it was clients, connections, friendships, that it felt weird to charge for it. So that was the first time I had like charged a sponsorship and they were really happy. And then there was an opportunity in 2016. There was a mobile app company going around selling to anyone and everyone. Yeah. I'm grateful for it. It ended up not being what I thought it was going to turn out to be, but we bought into this mobile app. And I was like, okay, now we're a business. I got incorporated, like did the things. I pre-sold some advertising in it, pre-sold some sponsorships to, I think it was like $5,000. But I was like, you know, at the time that was I gotta have this money. So I paid for it like one by check, what like by check, credit card, like three different ways. And that's when we developed our membership and started figuring out how we were going to do hosts and sponsors. And, you know, when you got a membership, you were listed in the mobile app as a directory. And so I was like, okay, now this can be, you know, kind of like a full-fledged business and I can justify spending more time growing it. So it's part of the reason it's evolved and stuck around is one, that we're not a nonprofit. A lot of people think we are. We're not. And that's part of why I think it's existed, and because we haven't had rotation of, you know, leadership and people wanting to change too many things. And we've, you know, it basically pays my agency to do the marketing and run everything. Mm-hmm. And then we started getting more and more ambassadors. And that's who a lot of you've had a lot of them on are ambassadors, which makes sense that you would be drawn to them to have on the podcast because they're all doing epic things. They were drawn to ambassadorship, which is really just, they help at events. They volunteer, they speak on the mic sometimes, they help at registration. We have like a new connection section when people come to events. Yeah. They can go there and kind of have a first dip their toe experience and networking. A lot of them are liaisons. So when someone joins as a member, an ambassador reaches out and says, hey, do you have any questions about PCYP, about networking? And so it gets to make them the magnet and them the person that people go to first. And for a lot of them, you know, that are real estate agents, insurance agents, business owners, you know, like it's win-win. Yep. And so kind of that's the magic sauce with PCYP is like win-win-win-win. Like the more wins we can find, it's what works. And so, you know, we celebrated 13 years in April. Oh, wow. So it'll be 14 this coming year. And what's been interesting about this year is just getting really the last couple of years, I've been trying to get me out of the face of it and highlight other people.
Right.
And that's gone really well. It's been hard for me because like, it's my first baby. Yeah. It's my first baby with PCYP. But everyone's been very patient with me. So I had an event earlier, or two events in the last 2 weeks, and now I'm done for a few months. And I have an assistant here in town. She's got all the stuff. And then we've got ambassadors that all know what they're supposed to do. And I'm actually really excited to see where it goes because I know getting myself out of the way is going to allow growth and ideas in other ways for it. And not to say I'm not going to be back, but it certainly won't be the same. I spend my time between here and Alabama. A lot of people don't know that about me either. So my husband and our kids, we're in Alabama. Okay. And I have a home here and I live with my brother and my nephew here. And friends and business and everything here. So I love coming back and I've been coming back every month, but I know that's not going to always be the case, but I can do a lot of it remotely. I just can't commit to always being here. So that's kind of the story. I mean, so we have over 600 members.
Oh, wow.
We've got, you know, over 4,000 in our Facebook group, over 7,000 on our Instagram, over 4,000 on our email list. So, you know, we have members and then we have, you know, guests and visitors and non-members. You don't have to be a member. There's extra benefits, but kind of what we do well is just we throw a big party every month.
Yeah.
We've tried other things. We've dabbled in other things, but that's what we do best. It's just a casual, easy networking social. We go to cool places. Like it was cool coming here. I was like, oh my God, I haven't been here.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
So at the Cargo District last night, or like where the new Fermental is. And I was like, oh my God, like there wasn't even anywhere to park. I was like, man, it is bumping down here. Yeah, like I haven't been out very much lately. So it's been like, it was like, this is so cool to see and get to new places. So people love PCYP, get some new places, exposed to new businesses. They learn about nonprofits, but it's very low barrier of entry. It's not like commit to this thing. Right. It's like you can come 3 times a year and have great benefits, or you become an ambassador and a leader and, you know, really make a name and face for yourself. A lot of people have grown their businesses and and say PCYP is a huge part of that. I love those stories.
So we always have the random question. Totally not anything to do with PCYP, and then I'm going to come back to it. Alabama or Auburn?
Roll Tide.
I had to ask. Like, you brought it up. You're like, well, I technically live in Alabama, because I know TJ is an Auburn fan. So I had to pull it out there, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's a very popular question in Alabama. But I'm also an Appalachian fan. It's been a fun year for football.
App State has been killing it.
Yeah, it's been a fun year to watch football. So we had, we were going back and forth to both games yesterday at my house.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for our sponsor, the Leland Brewing Company, right over the bridge in Leland Township. Definitely check them out. It's a nice local spot with local beers that they're making on site, as well as some that aren't from the area. It is an amazing family-friendly location, and it's really nice. They got some greenery out back, as well as some nice food trucks that pop up every now and then. So give them a check out. Tell them that Whiskey and Wisdom sent you.
Yeah. What kept you in Wilmington after coming down from Boone?
Gosh, I did not want to leave. I loved it here. And I love Boone. I love going back to Boone. I still have family in Boone. Mm-hmm. One, I was sick of being cold 9 months out of the year. Like, that gets old. Like, you know, the summers there were amazing. I would ski and snowboard in the winter, but by the time it's snowing in April and May, you're like, this is not good for my psyche. And actually, like, I had a little bit of a rough transition getting and kind of feeling at home here. It's not like I came to Wilmington and went to school and was like, you know, like in school, most people didn't know me. I had a really rough freshman, sophomore, junior year, really, like, growing roots and feeling, you know, I was a big fish in a small pond in Boone. Right. And then, like, was really out of my element and had a lot to work through personally. And so a lot of people who knew me in college, like, can't believe that I, like, do all that I do now. They were like, oh my God, you were just, like, really quiet and, like, probably an alcoholic. Like, it's just, like,
it's UNCW, not,
yeah, not in a good place. And so I think once I finally started to, one, I loved it here. And I loved me, like, having the coast and all the opportunities that were here, because I grew up somewhere where there was great climate and things to experience, that I knew the value of being not in the middle of the state, where it's like, you can just wake up, go to the beach, go to the lake, do all these things. And I think also part of me was scared to go somewhere and start over again, because I had all that trauma of, like, that transition that I'd had that first time. Right. And so if you think about it, I was there for 18 years. Kind of been for 18 years here again. Yep. I'm 36. And then, you know, I'm kind of, it's like in my next chapter. Like, and now I've been going back and forth to Alabama for 3.5 years now. So it's been an easy transition, but it's like, okay, this third chapter, I'm like, okay, so every 18 years, there's a cycle for me of a new chapter and experience. Cause, you know, it's very much is a new chapter, being a mom, being married. Everyone's like, you can start a young professional chapter there. I'm like, 36. Probably not. Like, I'm more like hanging out with the mompreneurs and the, I go to, like, Fit for Mom class 3 days a week. And like, it's just a different chapter and time in my life. But yeah, Wilmington will all, like, my husband is, I'm like, I never see a time when I won't be back, like, at least every 3 months or something. Right. Like, it's an 8-hour drive. Like,
yeah, that's not bad.
My
coworker for a few years, his family had, in Alabama, he had come here for training, and anytime he had, like, back-to-back days, he'd drive down. And I'm like, you got a lot of, like, willpower, because anytime I'm in the car more than, like, an hour and a half, I'm like, I'm going to take a nap. And my wife hates it, because I'll be taking a nap while I'm driving. I'm like, you need to drive.
I've done that. Don't, yeah. You the drive has become therapy.
Okay.
For me. Books on tape, pod. Yeah. I plan to make calls, or like I set up call dates, you know, where it's like, hey, let's catch up on Sunday. Yeah. I want to be in the car for 8 hours. Like, let me know. And so, and then if my husband was coming back a lot more with me, and then I would nap. Mm-hmm. But when I'm not napping, I'm staying really busy. And it's like, I look forward to it. I'm like, that's a time when I have to, you know, just do exactly what I want to do, whatever that is.
So is Alabama going to be the actual home base for you then? That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know. And I haven't broadcasted it, a lot of it, because I do still have clients here and like don't want people to think, I mean, but 95% of what I do is remote.
Right. Yeah. Right?
So I don't have to physically be here, and people are getting more used to that, you know, because of COVID. Cause I really was there almost all of COVID, but no one knew that, you know, I'm running virtual events. Everyone's in Wilmington and I'm in Alabama. Like it didn't matter. And people were jumping on actually from kind of all over. I mean, I think we did like, I don't know, probably 40 virtual.
Oh, wow.
Virtuals during COVID or more. Yeah, it was a lot.
How was that transition when COVID started into kind of what you were doing?
I was so mad.
Yeah.
So mad because, I mean, it was good that I was comfortable working remote, working virtually, having Zooms. But the end of like 2019 was when I was really had committed to planning ahead, putting other people in place. I probably had 7 trips planned in 2020. Mm. I had every single venue booked for 2020 for PCYP. I had sponsors. I had trained what we were calling like the core 4 ambassadors and their co-leaders of these are your events you're in charge of. This is what you're doing. And it was the most organized I ever was. And then it all went to shit. All of it. So if I wasn't so planned out and so excited about, you know, the year, I think I was going to like 3 different countries, like had all this business travel plan. But I, you know, PCYP is so precious to me, and it's been so, it's by far the most rewarding personal professional thing I've done. That's just seen how it's affected other people. And like, I hear stories of, you know, years later of relationships and business things that happened. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, like, I'm so glad I'm a part of that. And I didn't have to, it's just passive, you know, it just spreads. And so I was really scared that, you know, if we weren't doing events that PCYP would become irrelevant. And so we doubled down on virtual. Brad Caldwell, has he been on?
Mm-mm. Not yet. He's been recommended quite a few times.
Yeah, hide the bottles.
Right.
Hide the bottles. Okay. Hide them. Put them in your lockbox you were talking about earlier. Man loves bourbon. But he stepped up in a way that no one ever has for me and PCYP, and just, you know, he was doing like a call a week. Sipping with Brad.
Yeah, I remember
so
that.
He had his own bourbon show. Yeah. And I did, I think I was on Mondays, he was on Wednesdays, or maybe it was vice versa, I forget now, of like trying to bring it. And, you know, my events were very like, we're all going to get so much out of this, and everyone's going to get a chance to talk and introduce, and we're going to, you know, fire off like how to help everyone. And I would get a pretty good turnout for mine, but Brad would just go kick back, sip his bourbon, tell stories. Yeah. But he got to know everyone, and he brought out things in other people. And at the end of when we kind of like had a send off back, I think April of this year was when we finally did like a send off of virtual. Cause we went from like every week to every other week to so we wound down. He said, I think it was close to 600 people had been on Sipping with Brad over the course of, you know, that 2-year period.
Wow.
I didn't know how many were. I was like, good on you. Good on you. But I know he had a lot more. And that was, I know a lot of beautiful like friendships and relationships came out of that. And so I attribute a lot of, you know, PCYP thriving through COVID to, you know, the calls he and I were doing, but especially, you know, him, because like, I just have in my mind what people, I think people want, because it's what I want. I'm like, right, yeah. I know everyone wants a chance to talk and do this, but he had, you know, and not, his vibe wasn't for everyone either. Mm-hmm. You know, right. Some people preferred mine, and a lot of people just couldn't stand virtual at all. Yeah. But, yeah, so we pivoted and we had, you know, we got sponsors. We did some like educational type programming. We did some trainings. You know, we would try stuff, and if it had a good turnout, we'd do it again. And
right.
Just like with BCYP the last 13, some stuff we tried and we're like, never doing that.
Yeah. Like, we're that not was trying that again.
Yeah. And y'all are doing that too, I'm sure, here with, you know, and that's just the iterative marketing process. You're like,
yeah.
But if you never start, you never try.
Exactly. Never know. I mean, we've been doing it for about 2 months now, and you can, if you take the time to go from our very first episode to now, you can kind of see and hear the transitions of everything that we went through. So very similar. I know. Mm-hmm. And just on a much smaller scale.
Yeah. But think of where you're going to be in, you know,
right. In 14 years.
Yeah. Yeah. 14 years. Yeah. Yeah. I hope it doesn't take as long as it's taken me to figure things out.
Hopefully when we're doing this in 14 years, it'll be a multi-episode a week, us chilling with sponsors, just like, hey, I didn't actually have to go into work today.
Right, yeah.
This was my nice. Job.
Manifest it.
Yeah.
You all had Tim Howard on here, right?
Yes.
I am a podcast owner that is sponsored every week, and I come in and I do this. Yeah. So I went back and listened to a few before today, and yeah, Tim's got a lot of good, he's got a lot of wisdom.
He certainly does, yeah. Yeah, and I had an opportunity to go on his podcast, and I know you have, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have not been on that one.
He invited you, so you can go on anytime.
I'm okay. I like where I'm at in the podcast.
You like asking
space.
The questions?
Yes.
It is a very different experience being on the other side.
Yeah. 1,000%. Mm-hmm. So we've already talked about your marketing business, which is super awesome. I've always been curious about marketing, and I know I've, in my roles at other jobs, it was always like, hey, Chris, you're in charge of social media, and this person, like, we would rotate, and I'm like, I am not the best at that. I feel like I hit the age where I'm like, I'm a little too old to be in charge of social, but we don't hire anybody younger than me. So, but you said you started a collaborative for a third outtaking business, the Cape Fear,
Connect Cape Fear. Well, it's our official name is the Connect Community Involvement Directory, which is kind of a mouthful, but the website is connectcapefear.com.
Okay.
And yeah, that's it's yeah. So just since April, and that's been, you know, when Judy approached me with the idea, she wanted to have like a book, physical book. I know you know about print. And yeah. I said, hell no. I'm not doing it.
That's a lot of fucking work.
I said, I am not down for print. I don't like that it can't be refreshed as needed. It can't be, you know, like, unless you're doing something every week, but, you know, like something like that. It's a lot. It's expensive. It's a lot of work distribution. But when you can say, you know, you can email it to me and then we can update it. Or if we put something out there and they want to change it, you know, we can. And so it was a kind of a perfect partnership when I showed her, you know, all right, we can do your vision, but if we did it online and I was able to build it on the same platform as the PCYP website. So I was very familiar with it and it does all these really cool things that we were able to duplicate and model, but for a different audience, you know, that of course everyone in PCYP can benefit from, you know, being able to easily find, search for events and different other groups to plug into. Cause I know PCYP is not the end all be all of Wilmington and networking. Like it has its place, but it's not it. There's a lot of other groups and activities that people should have a few things that fuel them and fuel their business. And so it's a way to point people to that. And it's been, you know, it's a new business. So we're learning things. We're trying things. We're going to be at the Business Expo this Thursday and hoping that generates some activity. Part of a challenge has been getting really busy nonprofits and groups to go in and really fully customize and optimize their listings, because we can put a lot in it
right.
through like what we can find, but no one can tell their story better than them.
True.
And so I think that was a hurdle. We were really not anticipating it being so hard to get mm-hmm. them to just, hey, we want to tell your story for free.
Right.
Can you just tell us the yes. story and we'll tell it for you?
Yeah.
And so, you know, but it's, you know, we're both invested and in it for the long haul, but we're, you know, still building and growing the brand now, but we've had some really cool partnerships, mm-hmm. really cool activity. And yeah, I'm excited to see where that goes. And again, it's another thing that I can do from anywhere because mm-hmm. I'm right. more of like the back end. She's front, more the front facing and doing sales because mm-hmm. it makes money because businesses advertise
right.
on the website. We don't charge nonprofits to be in there. We promote their events for free. Cause that's the content and then on the business side, just telling the stories of the nonprofits or of the philanthropic community involvement things that businesses are doing. And Wilmington does a lot. Like businesses here really do a lot community involvement wise, philanthropy wise, mm-hmm. volunteer wise. And we want to tell those stories.
Yeah, right. How do you get, this is more of like a business question. Sure. How do you get more conversion online? I've always done well or decently well on social media. And then we did well at distribution with print. It's just like kind of what you said. It's hard to get people to tell you what you need on there. And mm-hmm. we're trying to plan 3-4 months out.
Like deadline. And they're right. like, headache today. Or we yeah. were really busy. Or I'm going on vacation. Like it's hard when you're yeah. with small business owners, right?
Yeah. Like, and yeah. they also didn't plan events far enough out. They're mm-hmm. like, oh, we're doing something this weekend. I'm like, when did you have it planned? 3 days ago. Like, yes. Oh, okay. I can't help yes. you with the paper that's already in print.
I feel that so hard. Yes. Listen. So, I mean, currently, so you had mentioned, you know, so marketing is like the broadest thing. Yes. Like, I do marketing. Right. That's why I say it and then shut up if I don't want to get into it. But there's so many forms of marketing, and the more niche you can get with what you do in marketing, the more powerful you can be for your mm-hmm. clients. So, you know, big entities, they have somebody who's the Facebook person,
yep.
the Instagram right. person, and then the Google person. And they've got one person that's like so dialed in on that thing. And they're the expert in doing it for software mm-hmm. or doing it for furniture or mm-hmm. whatever. So it's like, a lot of companies want to hire someone that's like, oh, I want you to do 10 different things. And you're like, okay, well, I can do all of them like a little bit well, but no yeah. one right. is going to be able to do them all great.
Yes.
So for me, over the years, I've niched down from, you know, being like full service digital marketing and mm-hmm. like, which is great because I know how it all works and how to track it. And,
right.
but I, you know, it changes so fast. I can't be great at all yeah. of it. So one, you have to have a team. And two, so for me, I niched down really specifically back in 2017 just on like paid ads side.
Oh, okay.
So again, so that's like one level niche down. And then I was like, okay, Facebook and Instagram. And then it was like, okay, well, that's still like thousands of types of businesses.
Yeah. Yep.
So there'd be like, okay, we're a travel company. We want you to help us. Oh, we sell, I don't know, what's the product? We
did?
Like our mobile app install. Yeah, or cups or whatever. And it's like, but that's a whole separate strategy and audience. Right. And so with me now, it's a lot of service-based businesses. That's another layer. It's a lot in like the medical space. And now I'm like med spas.
Okay.
I've got like a dozen med spa clients all over. So that's like my sweet spot right now. And it's evolved a lot. And then in education. So I've done a lot with different public and private educational entities, but I don't manage like social media accounts. Yeah. I like to partner with businesses that have great content teams so right. that I can put a budget behind it and amplify it to their target audience and then create an offer or a funnel that they can opt into and then nurture them on the back end. So we build email automations, SMS automations, booking, sending people to book a call. So like for med spas, it's like, hey,
right.
you know, opt into this thing. And then we have a system where we can text them, call them, email them, get them to come in for an appointment. And then we're able to track all that so that, you know, at the end of the month, it's like, hey, this is what we spent. This is how many were booked, how many sales were made. You know, do we want to continue with this offer or try something new?
Right.
And when I compare that to when I started in 2012, where I'm like blogging. I was like in blog hell for like 2 years. And I was like writing, I think 30 blogs a month. Like, like it was insane. It was insane.
And they're all different.
All different types of industries, you know, like I learned a ton, like I learned a lot about SEO, but you know, SEO is like the long haul. And so like I found with what I was doing in ads, I was like, this is satisfying. Mm-hmm. Like kind of like with P2AP, I'm like, I want to take your money and I want to turn it into more and I want to be able to point to it instead of saying like, well, you know, we got more traffic to the website. We got some more impressions. We got some likes and clicks, you know, yes, all that is good. But I like I'm fueled by results, trackable, tangible results that I can see. So that's what I
That's Tyler.
Yeah.
1,000%.
Yeah. So for you, if you're talking about, you know, what's working now, if you want to grow on Instagram, it's Reels.
Yeah.
I know. I'm like trying to get my assistant. I'm like, this is where we need to be. We're not doing it for our own stuff. And it's something we talked about last week. I went and filmed some content yesterday. Has it been posted? No, but like, I'm trying to get like some types of things that we want to start doing and amplifying both for, you know, kind of for all three, because Reels are the fastest, easiest way to grow on Instagram right now. And they transfer, you know, it's owned by Meta, translates right over to Facebook that you can use. And that's what's being prioritized on those channels and the fastest way to grow it. Now, the thing you want to do on top of that is direct people to your link in bio or your profile where there's a next step, right? So you can create the juiciest, sexiest content ever that gets 10 million views, but if nobody knows what to do next, you know, and then having a way to capture that contact information so that if they're not ready to purchase now, how do you get them? I mean, do you guys have an email list? You know, are you bringing people in so that when there's a new episode out, hey, email, check it out. You know, here's the link to it. And then when you have a need for something, you, you can put it out there. Hey, who do you want to nominate for an interview? Things like that. But start having your own audience built, because that's when you know, really start getting sponsors and things like that. People are gonna ask, how big is your audience? Well, this month we get this many downloads, this, but our email list is 10,000.
Right.
Like, cool. Well, let's start there, because we want to know how many we're going to reach. And then even a step further than that is just with a pretty small budget, especially locally, doing retargeting. So with Facebook and Instagram, you can create custom audiences of people who like your page, who've engaged with your page, who've watched certain amount of videos, who've been to your website. And so for a couple dollars a day, just retargeting them to come back and do the thing you want them to do next. Right. So those are like, you know, to me, they're simple, like you got to be doing this at least, but most people don't even know that those options exist.
Right,
but for a fairly small budget, when you're local, you can do, you know, the casting the wider net, whoever likes, clicks, engages, visits your website, and then retargeting them to opt in to whatever. You can do it with the contest and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So are you capturing contact information for those?
A little bit, not what we should be doing.
Yeah. I am not. I actually don't know how to do that.
Yeah. You just got to make a form.
Right.
Make a form, get them on. Even if you don't have like the email database yet to like send the emails, just start capturing it for later. Mm-hmm. Right. So a Google form, or I think MailChimp still has a free thing up to 2,000. So just, you know, start just collecting them that way. And it's, even if it's a two-step contest entry, it's like, hey, do this thing, but also contact info.
Gets you another entry.
Yeah. But contests are huge, powerful ways. But you also want to make sure that what you're giving away is in alignment with the audience to attract. Mm-hmm. Right. So yes, Whiskey and Wisdom. Giving away whiskey.
Right.
But maybe it's like the second step of what they have to do is maybe something business or community or related. So it's not just people who like whiskey.
Right.
Also the wisdom side. Tying that in.
So then my random question, because I always come with some, did you go through when we did our giveaway for the Riceville Ad Boutique? Did you look at that?
I was on your Instagram and saw several posts about it, but I didn't opt in.
Missing out. You've never been to Rice Live Boutique? You would love it.
I would say, especially being pregnant now when you're going to have a little one.
Yeah. Is there little girly pink stuff?
Yeah. So I know Cassie from way back in the day, but she started the boutique as like a mommy and me style boutique. But
what?
She didn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
But she didn't want it to be like, oh, hey, like if you went to like the children's place or something where like the clothes all look the exact same and just very generic. She got clothes that make sense for a actually stylish Southern girl or like a little kid. And she has stuff for little boys as well. But it's typically like 5 and under. Until her kids get older, she'll get bigger stuff.
Yeah.
And some of her outfits are super cute.
Definitely need to check it out. I have made a lot of searches online lately for maternity stuff, but I don't know if I had searched for children's clothing, because I've joked, people are like, oh, do you have everything for the baby? I'm like, I've got everything for me.
Right.
I'm like, she's got everything she needs right now. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. So my joke has been like, yeah, I've just been buying things for me that I need and I'm going to need, but I did just have my baby shower. And so now I'm like, okay, and now I know what I've got and what I need.
Right. Yeah.
So she will be fine. She will have plenty. But yes, I'm going to go check out Rice Flower Boutique. I don't know if they're open on Sundays, but
yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, she's expanded her team. So they're open 7 days a week now.
Awesome. I love it. I love cheering on other people in business and especially people trying new things and putting their neck out there. And that fires me up. Like what you guys are doing fires me up. The fact that so many of my ambassadors and people that I've seen level up and grow, that they're coming on here and putting themselves out there, that fires me up. Yeah. Like,
this is something we haven't really made public, and the reason why we've had so many people, especially the ambassadors, on, and I think it makes sense to talk about it now since you're on, is we found out early and often that the ambassadors have a huge, very well-connected network and loyal as hell. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you look at our downloads, if there's an ambassador that's on, it's, like, off the charts every time.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, so.
Oh, my gosh, that, like, gave me chills. Like, I want to get that in a quote and, like, share that for you guys.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I think we should be doing, like, some cross-promotion for sure. Like, give out some memberships and get you as a member and coming out to things. At least one.
And like I was telling you earlier, I mean, the reason we opened up the recording studio is so people who are local don't have to go and rent out the space at a DJ booth or, like, a spot where you're recording, like, your rap album. Like, this is, like, a small, intimate, you can come in, especially for, like, small businesses. If you want to do a voiceover, you want to do something easy, you can come in and do it in a small spot that's not, like, I don't know where this space is. This seems kind of sketchy, which is kind of, like, the vibe I get every time I, like, Google, like, recording studios. It's either, like, in the middle of nowhere, and some people probably shouldn't be there, or it's in a whole nother spot where the guy who owns it, you're just like,
And it's just confusing too. I mean, my background is a DJ. So, I mean, I know a lot about audio equipment, and the way that we created this studio was to be easy. Like, you can look down at this and it's pretty intuitive. You press the big red record button and you start recording. It's really easy. So that I think that'd be great for a lot of the people at PCYP too, to kind of expand their message out.
Sure. I mean, podcasting's really, really cool right now. It's really trendy. It's a lot of people have ideas. They're like, oh, I want to start a podcast about whatever, but they don't know where to take that next step. Yeah. So the fact that there's something like this that exists, but, you know, even if you could point them to some content or wherever to, you know, start where it's, you know, before you start, look at this, like, these are some of the platforms, you know, for getting started. Cause, like, recording, you know, I dabbled in it. I actually had a podcast in 2012, a Better User Experience podcast I did with my business partner at the time. So before podcast was really big and cool, we would bring in businesses and talk about their online tools, their digital tools. We wanted to be a user experience agency, helping websites work better. And then we realized that local businesses were lucky to even have a website and weren't ready to have conversations about how to make them work better. Yes. So we pivoted eventually, but it was a cool experience. But yeah, so people now they just like don't know where to get started. Mm-hmm. So like having the space, but then it's like, okay, here's step one, two, and three, doing it. And if you do it, you can do it on Zoom. I dabbled a little bit during COVID and did some interviews because I was like, I want to do this like connection series thing. But there's being in person, it's really nice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't always work. It's really important to have good audio if you want to cast the biggest net possible and get people listening regularly. So having a space like this is really exciting for our area.
And we haven't launched our website yet, but it's in progress. And on there too, there's a bunch of different things that you can sign up and work with one of us, or I'm trying to also work with another, it's called Pod School. It's up in Raleigh. Cool. So I'm trying to work with them as well to bring something together. Because it's one thing to have the place come and sit down, but if you don't know how to structure what you're doing or what the next step is beyond pressing the record button, it doesn't really matter.
Yep. Yes. So that's a like a paid service. You guys, good. I think that'll do well. It's just podcast school.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so funny because so many people, like I was talking to my friend and she's like, well, my brother wants to start a podcast. But they want to do the whole, let me buy all the equipment. And it's like, let's be real. That equipment ain't cheap. Like the only reason we got started was because I got a Christmas paycheck and I had money set aside. I'm like, okay, I can buy something. But like so many people have great ideas and they can't get it out there because they're like, well, I can't start now because I don't have this amount of funds or I can't do this. I'm like, no, we're trying to get you just like PCYP is get a low barrier of entry to help you get out there. Because once you get started, I mean, you don't have to be here forever. But you can get here, you can get started, you can get listens, and then if you save up the money, then you can step out.
And you might hate it.
Yeah. Right.
Right? Exactly. Or you might realize like, oh, well, I love doing this, but I don't have an audience for it. So I'm so glad I didn't just drop five figures on equipment. But I love that you say that because with the Young Professional Group, get a lot of people who have these business ideas, but they get paralyzed by shit that doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
paralysis
I don't have
by
a
analysis.
Logo.
Yeah.
I don't, like, I need to hire a designer about, like, the branding stuff, or I have to have a website up before I do all that. Like, y'all are going. Things are happening. There's activity. There's no website. I didn't have a website for PCYP until, like, 2012, 13. We were around for 4 years before then.
Yeah.
We didn't even have an email newsletter for a few years. We were sending from Gmail, you know, like pass, or like you should see the flyers I used to pass around getting started, right? Like prove the concept, prove the audience and the product first, and then start investing in things. Yeah. Like I've seen so many people waste money on like, oh, now I have the perfect website. It's like, cool. Well, your product sucks.
You could have
tested the product
first
by knocking on doors, showing up at events, giving it away to see if people even want it or like it or will pay you for it before you go and do all that. So this is a perfect way to kind of like come and test your assumption of what you think people want in a podcast and that you think you'll actually do it and do it consistently because you can do a podcast for 3 months, love it. And then if you stop, maybe it was good enough to that something good will happen that, you know, fuels it. But it's a commitment, you know, to you have to really love it and reap the it's win-win. It's got to be multiple wins to make it worth keep doing it.
So $45 is significantly cheaper, which is what it is for an episode in here.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Such a no-brainer.
I mean, the way that we make this work is going to be through sponsors for our podcast. Mm-hmm. We wanted to make it a super low barrier to entry for people to come in and just to help the Cargo District out too. The more people we have coming in here, if they have something that works and they have a business they're sharing, then maybe they get an office upstairs.
Yeah. Work out a commission.
That
when you refer that comes in through you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Get a little piece of that.
Love it. Well, we are starting to come up on our time today too. So I do have to ask you our last question. If you were to tell your younger self one thing, what would it be?
That anytime you fail, you're just one step closer to, you know, becoming or having what you truly want.
Yeah.
I think fear of failure held me back a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But anytime I've just like gone forward or been like, okay, well that didn't work. It's embracing failure, because if I hadn't, you know, if I, when we did our podcast and realized like we didn't make any money doing this podcast, but it's like, oh my God, everything we learned from that moved us closer to me. Like I have the business of my dreams right now. Mm-hmm. Like I've literally failed my way to finding exactly what I love doing. And I know that'll change over time. Yep. So.
Yeah, I love that, because I first met you through Firefly, which that was just a lot of time and effort for a very small return.
I've been there.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been there. But what, all that you learned in your life. There's a different way for me to, because I know where your heart was with that business and what your expectations were, and you have found other ways of getting the same or similar result that doesn't require pounding the pavement quite so hard.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, sitting down and talking to cool people on microphones is a whole lot easier than trying to print stuff out.
Well, because then they don't have to send you anything.
Exactly. Yeah.
And when you can control it, it just makes it easier.
You were in the print industry for a small period of time too, weren't you?
Yeah. So I was a co-owner of Wilmington Today.
Right.
And I'm still a part of that project. Okay. But I took over most of the online stuff.
Oh, you know?
But we're still a print publication, but we print one issue a year, right? Like that is completely
so much nicer.
Different. One issue goes in all the hotels, all the short-term rentals.
Yeah.
It's, you know, we do one distribution a year. So that model, I think, can survive.
Yeah, definitely.
It's the weekly that's, not that it can't. I mean, there's plenty that are still around. It's just...
It's a lot.
Takes a team.
Yeah. Much more than two people.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for taking time to come on. I know you're going to be on your way back to Alabama soon. So I appreciate you taking some time this morning, especially on a Sunday, to come out and talk to us.
Yeah, I'm glad it worked out. I've got a friend who lives two streets over, and she's got some leftover soup that she made yesterday. Awesome. Nice. And I'm probably going to take a walk on the Riverwalk while I'm over here.
Yeah.
So, thanks for getting me out of the house.
Definitely. So thank you, Jenna. Yes. Sorry. I got a bunch of names running through my head for coming on. And I mean, it was an experience. I think I learned a lot from you, and you know, some episodes there's more wisdom than others. I think I got a lot of wisdom out of this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate that.
So is there any place where you would like people to find you, or PCYP, or your other businesses online?
Yeah, I would say the majority of this audience is going to benefit greatly from following Port City Young Professionals on Instagram at Port City Young Professionals, going to portcityyoungprofessionals.com, even just opting into our newsletter, come to your first event, all ages, all professions. The rules are, there's no age limit or minimum. It's just young, young at heart. As long as you're not an asshole, that is the parameters.
Most important.
We do have to drill in, like, you are not too old for PCYP. You know, if it starts being only, you know, senior citizens come, then we'll have to address that. But I want older people there. I want younger people there so that we can all learn from each other.
Right.
And then at Connect Cape Fear, that is a great place to follow, look at like events, community involvement events. If you're with a nonprofit or a club, it doesn't have to be a not-for-profit, but like if you have a networking group or you are doing something that brings people together, then you can claim a free listing, add your events, add blogs, add video, add photos, and a way for people to find you that are looking, maybe it's, y'all have a whiskey club. I don't know. You know, there's like the roller skating club, and there's clubs, groups, and organizations listed there. And then connectcapefear.com. And we're working on growing our newsletter list and putting great content out through our newsletter. So that's a great place to subscribe. And I'm not really taking new clients with my agency right now. So those are the best two, because I've got more of a system built for growing both of the other two now.
Right. Cool.
So, yeah.
That's great.
But yeah. Thank you, Jenna.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It was super fun. We'll
hopefully talk to you guys soon. But follow all our social medias on the interwebs. Go online, leave us a lovely review, because, you know, that just helps us out, reach a broader audience, and, you know, just help us reach more of the greater Wilmington area, if not further.
Eventually further.
Yeah, especially that one kid in Denmark who listens to us.
Very consistently.
It could be a VPN, but we still love it.
That's awesome.
But yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.